This alpha predator of yours, Doctor. Do you really think he has a chance?
The arrogance of man is thinking nature is in our control, and not the other way around. Let them fight.
Wait, that's not what we need. What a great song to introduce Hell House, LLC.
That's next week.
Oh, but I think it should be the song for everything.
It might
everything.
Be.
Everything.
As I already told you, it was impossible to find any clip to do the beginning of a Hell House talk.
It's that. It's that right there.
It's going to be you. Go Godzilla again?
Yes, of course. It'll be everything.
We could also do this.
That should be the Godzilla theme music.
Well, it is
for
now.
The Kong X Godzilla or whatever the new one is that's coming.
Close enough.
Yeah, right? I don't like math, so I'm right out of that one.
Again, I don't think it's a multiplication.
The fuck it is, and I remember what that looks like. Look, my 10-year-old is doing
it. Cross Kong.
Cross Kong? Like cross country?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go cross country skiing?
Cross Kong tree.
Cross country skiing. I'm excited. So, I did see Godzilla running, so I know he can ski.
We all saw Godzilla running. He ran a little bit in the last one, but this was ridiculous.
It's a little alarming, right? But we are talking about the Godzilla Legendary franchise. Is that what I watched a bunch of?
Monsterverse.
But the Godzilla specific Monsterverse, right? That's the new Legendary ones. I don't know. There's the Toho Studios.
Those aren't Monsterverse.
Right. What else? I thought Monsterverse was Universal Monsters. Those are also Monsterverse.
It seems to me as if you know that they're called Universal Monsters and not the Monsterverse.
What about the Dark Monsters with Russell Crowe, where he was Dr. Hyde?
You know that's the Dark
and
Universe.
And Dark Universe. There's a lot of universes out there.
Well, wait, one minute. Of those doesn't even exist.
What does the U stand for in the MCU?
Unsustainable.
Well, pretty much.
Yes.
Yay, Godzilla. I like monster movies so very, very much. I like the Legendary movies. I like the Godzilla Minus One more than anything.
You're just going to blow this whole load right at the beginning here.
What? That I love monsters?
We could set it up.
What's there to set up? I like Godzilla.
Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire, comes out at the end of this week.
This week?
The week this podcast comes out.
You know, you telling me that doesn't make it any better. I have no concept of time.
1 week after Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, we get the new Empire.
The Monster Empire.
Where I think they fight another Kong.
That is my belief.
It looks not great.
No, my 8-year, well, okay. I don't know how you want to do this, but here's my fear with the MonsterVerse as we're going into it. These movies always suffer, right, from the people story. I don't care about the people. I never care about the people, almost ever. And the logical, like what you want is more monsters. But if the monsters are the main characters, you get the monsters wearing gloves and having conversations. And now I'm afraid that Kong V or X Godzilla is going to be the end result of this.
Maybe there'll be a secret one. There was last time. Mechagodzilla wasn't advertised.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't even know if I think in King of the Monsters, we all knew the three.
Oh, Ghidorah was going
to
come?
I think so, but the movie sure plays it off like we weren't supposed to know that. But I'm pretty sure I knew from the advertising. Who remembers?
Yeah, right? Not us. That's why we're doing a podcast about it.
That's right. So this is the first time I watched these movies in a post-Godzilla Minus One world.
Well, Godzilla Minus One came out like a little bit ago, so I'm not surprised.
Is this reinforcing my point or challenging it? No, I just don't.
A little bit of both. Like, why would you feel the need to say that? Of course it was.
Well, I could have watched it. This could be the second time I watched it since I watched Godzilla Minus
One. But it wasn't, because I know you didn't. You would have told me.
It could have been.
But what if we could?
It might have been for Kong Skull Island, to be honest with you. I might have watched that again after.
Oh. Yeah, that's the one I watched after.
I don't know why. I don't know why that was the one I watched.
I don't know why either. It had nothing to do with the podcast. I'm like, you know what? I want some Kong Skull Island today. And then I watched it.
So let's get into that first.
Skull Island the first one?
No, it is the second
one. Oh, Godzilla. No shit. Okay. That makes sense.
Did you find watching these movies after watching Godzilla Minus One to hurt them because they're nowhere near the quality of that movie, or help them because they're not trying to be.
Ooh, that's tough. At first it hurt because I really like Godzilla Minus One. It's just fantastic. But I remember watching Godzilla and how excited I was when Godzilla came back to the theaters, and whenever it, I think I went with you. I did go with you to see it.
2014.
It was exciting because we hadn't had Godzilla in a while. And yeah, it's long. And yeah, the human story is a drag. The fact that it's, what, 40 minutes of Breaking Bad hanging out and not much happens. But fine. It was good enough to keep me going. But I don't know. It was fun. I think it's fun, and I don't think it hurts enough. Like, it's fine. You just got to separate yourself in the experience.
So I wrote down the names of the characters that I remembered from the movies.
Shirazawa.
That's the only one I know. But he's Ishiro 11. Shirazawa instead of Daisuke Shirazawa.
Is that his son?
No.
His grandson.
No, the movie series tells you stuff happened in 1954, but it's not the stuff that happened in the original Godzilla.
You know what? At first, I tried to pay attention to it, and then I just gave up, because who cares?
There's no original Shirazawa with an oxygen destroyer. They just atomic blast this monster, and it's like, well, that's not going to help.
No.
So I have the Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver, and Walter White in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel L. Jackson, Captain Marvel, and Michael Fassbender as played by Tom Hiddleston in Kong Skull Island. I can't unsee it. They clearly wanted Michael Fassbender.
It's very clear. You've pointed this out to me, and now I can't unsee it either.
The third one is Eleven, Vera Farmiga, and Friday Night Lights. And then Eleven comes back with Hot Skarsgård, Rebecca Hall, and Brian Tyree Henry, who I know from a lot of things, and he was just nominated for an Oscar, but I don't remember what I know. Was he
the conspiracy guy?
Yes, he was Paperboy in Atlanta, but you've never watched Atlanta.
Never watched it.
And I have written here that Rodan is a bitch.
Yeah, Rodan is.
Watching them all back, I found myself enjoying King of the Monsters the most.
Yeah?
Even though the human characters are maybe the worst.
You know what? I don't have a ranking, but...
Oh, God knows.
God and God alone. I think Skull Island might have been the most fun.
Yeah, but there's no Godzilla in Skull Island, I know, so it's not my favorite.
That is the detractor, right? But it's the one where I think I cared about the people the most. Like, I had interest that wasn't monster-related. I'm like, hey, look at this. I got John Goodman, Samuel L. Jackson running around. I've got, you know, Captain Marvel and Michael Fassbender doing their thing.
Michael Fassbender is played by Tom Hiddleston. Get it correct. Put some respect on that name.
They were there to be killed slowly as they get off the island. And that's all I really need from that. I don't need a ton of backstory. I just need a little bit. So when we get into Godzilla with Bryan Cranston and Quicksilver and all, I'm like, bring out the monsters.
That's my least favorite of the four.
Yeah, but how cool was it when Godzilla, at the end of that one, the 2014 Godzilla, when he's fighting in San Francisco and you see his spines light up?
Yeah.
It made me think of Broderick and how uncool that Godzilla was. But it also made me want to watch it because I haven't seen it since the theater.
Oh, we'll get to it at some point.
Oh, boy. Do we have to?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Probably do a watch along at some point.
It has been a long time. I saw that in the theater and never again.
Probably me too.
But I was excited for that one when it came out too. I think... P. Diddy, before everyone found out how awful he was, he had a song for it.
Is he awful?
I think so. He did a bunch of stuff, and now he's like a sexual assault, like everyone. Everyone's doing these things.
Everybody's doing
these terrible things, and now he's rightfully, I don't know if he's in jail or not. I don't watch the news.
I'm going to guess he's not in jail. I may have heard that if he had been in jail. I don't know that this is true stuff.
So. I feel that it's true. I found it in my research. I couldn't, for the life of me, remember any P. Diddy songs, including the one from the Godzilla movie that I just brought up. I remember that he's not going anywhere because he's a bad boy for life.
Remember that he sang the song that was the police song, I'll Be Watching You, and he turned it into a sad song for his dead friend?
Oh, yeah. Hey, is it creepy that they were called the police and they sang about watching you? Because that's what the police do.
He also had All About the Benjamins Rack Remix, which is a great one. It's my favorite P. Diddy song.
I don't have a favorite P. Diddy song. I feel unprepared now.
Featuring Lil' Kim and the Foo Fighters and maybe something called Bumblefoot, if I remember correctly.
Bumblefoot?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
I feel like Bumblefoot was something else. Perhaps a dating website. Hmm. Bumblefoot. Bumblefoot.com.
Everyone can look that up because I'm not going to find
me it. Me neither.
They had a video on MTV with it, though, and it was awesome. It was them playing a high school prom, and it was great, and you can never find this goddamn song unedited anywhere. It's ridiculous.
I have no recollection of this song, and I'm starting to question why we're talking about P. Diddy, because he's involved with Godzilla. I don't like his involvement.
Well, you'll hear that song when we kick off our Hell House episodes, because that's the plan for the intro to that one.
All right.
What is the name of the song he sang in that shitty Godzilla movie? I know it was Kashmir by Led Zeppelin, but what was the song?
I don't know. That is a good question. I'm going to call it Godzilla 98.
Jimmy Page came and played on it.
Did he? I vaguely remember him in a video.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing, man?
I don't remember any of all I hear is Kashmir.
I know.
That's all I remember. Ah, well, that's our music update. It's been a minute since we had one of those.
But this is the worst part, is that's music from when we were younger. So this is when we would have been hip to the sounds of the young people. But we don't even remember that.
I was listening to Tom Waits. I have no time for your popular culture. Good old Tom. He hasn't released an album in a while.
It's a kindness.
No, it's an awfulness.
Does his voice get worse as he gets older, or does it just stay the same?
It gets more awesome. His voice is always awesome.
Because I'll admit, when he was in his 20s, it was funny that he sounded like that, but now it's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Like Cookie Monster in Love?
I can't even do an impression.
No, and you shouldn't try. All right, I'm looking at my notes. I've got hockey cards, football cards.
No, that's your Christmas present list.
Looks like field goal post. I don't even know what that means. And then some kind of, it's a goalie stick. He needs a goalie stick.
It's a Christmas list. It's March.
Yeah.
Possibly April when this comes out. I'm not sure what day it is.
Lucky for him, he got one of those things. Whew, good job, Dad. I'm great.
I found myself enjoying King of the Monsters the most because it took the most effort into making the monsters fight fun.
What do you mean?
It put them in this beautiful landscape and just showed it like almost like a Mortal Kombat video game where they start on their sides and then they fight to the death. And
in the city at the end?
But it always was on like a matte painted background with like lightning in the sky and clouds, and it just purples and blues, and it looked awesome.
You know what, too? When Godzilla comes at the end back to Boston. And
come with me. Was that the name of the?
Yeah, yeah.
There sure. You go. We got there.
Is it really?
I think it might be.
When he shows up and then you have the Navy or the U.S. Air Force flying with him and the Army come, like, yeah, I don't know why, but that was such a cool scene for me. I'm like, look at Godzilla. We're on the same side now.
Well, we were on the same side at the end of the first one.
Yeah, but not really. Remember, he just fell down. I still remember watching this in the theater and Godzilla falls down and we all just kind of hang around. See, I'm in the movie now. This is the real world I want to live in, where these giant monsters attack. He's laying there, and he kind of gets up and wanders away, and there's a Chiron at the bottom of the newsfeed that already says, like, Godzilla, king of the monsters? Or our new king or something. God damn it. I guess I don't remember what the Chiron said. But they had it all prepared. Like, yep, we were just waiting to be on his side.
Well, I, for one, welcome our new ant overlords.
they're got to do a better job than anyone else. Look at King Kong. He's got a whole underworld now.
The first one was directed by Gareth Edwards, who went on to do Rogue One.
I like Rogue One.
A thing that was very clear was who the director was 2 seconds into the trailer, because he used the same concept of being on the ground looking up at giant things fighting each other.
I don't remember the trailer for that one.
2 seconds into that trailer for Rogue One, you see AT-ATs and whatever they're called. It's just like you see humans on the ground looking up at the giant things. And I'm like, oh, I know who directed this, because he made a movie called Monsters before. This is his first movie before Godzilla. It's what got him Godzilla, because he does the same thing. It's these really beautiful shots to give you the scope of the monsters, but he doesn't really have a second trick.
Yeah.
It just works for certain properties.
Yeah, that's fair, because that first movie is very long,
yes.
The Godzilla, and it's threadbare as far as story goes. It's painful sometimes watching Quicksilver have to get from point A to point B.
He might be the new James Bond I read today. He was formerly offered James Bond.
I thought somebody else got offered the James Bond.
Well, I would love to know who you think that is, because I can back it up with a headline I read.
Diedrich Bader.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
I would watch it. No one would ever suspect him.
He would be undercover.
I think he's the voice of Superman in a lot of stuff.
Probably.
Yeah.
Tim Daly used to be.
I know.
From Wings.
I remember where he was from. And Brian from Wings was... He's popped up in a bunch of places. He was on Psych once as the adventurous uncle. He was on another show as a funny guy. And I bet you he was on another show also as a funny person.
He probably was. I know he was on Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
He
was like the only good part of it.
I know that he was on The Shining The remake one, not the original.
That's right. The ABC remake with Rebecca De Mornay.
That was her, the hand that rocked the cradle herself.
And I believe the kid was from Poltergeist.
He probably was. That kid gets around. If you don't remember, what was it? It was Poltergeist, and what was the other movie he was in?
Leprechaun.
Leprechaun, that's right.
And The Shining remake from 1999.
From the 90s. It was 99?
97.
Okay. Same year.
Yeah. Pretty much. 97 sounds right.
That is a lot of monsters to watch. And I'm a Godzilla guy.
Yeah, I like Godzilla. I don't know. The Kong movies, they're both good.
The Kong versus Godzilla? Are we calling that a Kong movie?
The ones Kong is in.
Okay.
They're both good, but I feel like Kong's about to ruin the next one.
I think, again, I'm falling back to, that's the trouble. If you're getting rid of the humans, because the humans are boring. Well, I thought they did a good job in, I think we've talked about it before, where they were up to hijinks in Kong versus Godzilla. That's what I want with my humans. Oh, a secret tunnel that takes us to the other side of the world. Of course there's one of those.
That movie had Hot Skarsgård in it, and it seems like Dan Stevens is just playing basically the same role in the next one.
Who's Dan Stevens?
Another good-looking blonde guy who seems to be full of himself, just like the Alexander Skarsgård character. And I'm like, this is pretty funny that I think they're just playing the same role. Could they just not get him back and just change the name?
Oh, okay, that's possible. The only people who came back were Millie Bobby Brown and
Friday Night Lights,
who in the Godzilla or King of the Monsters, I kept waiting for Patrick Wilson to show up because I'm used to him being the Conjuring Universe husband of Vera Farmiga. What's her name?
Vera Farmiga.
Farmiga? That is not how I would have pronounced it.
Well, nobody asked you.
I like to mispronounce people's names at them. It makes them mad.
Who's back for this one? I know that.
Guess who's back?
Rebecca Hall's back.
Who's Rebecca Hall? Why do you?
She's the one. She's from The Prestige, first and foremost.
The Prestige. Who is she? I just remember there was Scarlett Johansson. Well, that was the only girl in that movie.
Nope. The one that got a lot more plot and a lot more screen time was Rebecca Hall, the one that was actually married to
Christian Bale character. I remember her sitting there looking angry at Scarlett Johansson for most of the movie. That is my recollection.
She's in a lot of things, and she's really good. And she was, first of all, from Kong versus Godzilla, or Godzilla versus Kong.
I've heard of that one.
So she's back, and I think that Brian Tyree Jones, or I can't remember his name.
Yeah, that guy, the conspiracy guy. Conspiracy guy is all you need to say. You don't need to remember anyone else's names. Like, Conjuring Guy and Friday Night Lights. See, these are all touchstones that people know.
But the hot Skarsgård's not back.
He's got Skarsgård things to do.
They all have Skarsgård things to do.
How many are there?
We do this every time.
And I forget every time.
It's just three.
It's just three? I think there'd be more of them by now.
You've got Stellan Skarsgård, who was with Thor.
Okay.
Hot Skarsgård, who was in True Blood. And Bill Skarsgård, who gets every creepy role in the world.
Wasn't True Blood a vampire thing?
Yes.
Not creepy, though.
No.
All right. That's why Bill Skarsgård didn't get it.
It was sexy vampires.
Oh, I see. That's why the hot Skarsgård
got it. That's why hot Skarsgård got it.
Wasn't Rogue in that show?
Yes.
Okay. I never watched it.
Yes.
And that was me thinking.
Bill Skarsgård is the crow, and everyone's mad.
Crow, another movie I've seen one time at the theater, and I've never seen again.
We're going to watch it.
Yay!
For this podcast, because you love crows.
I do love crows. Let me tell you, the crows have been busy lately. They've been coming around. I think they're bringing young crows to hang out with me. I don't know. They've asked me to come help them protect them from hawks that live in my neighborhood. One of them came and said hi this morning at me. It was pretty cool. He flew right at me, did a little caw, and then turned around and flew away. I was like, hi, crow. I talked to all the crows now. I don't want to be that guy, and I hate saying it, but they all kind of look the same to me.
Oh, shit.
But I don't want to be rude and that guy, so I always just treat them each very nicely. And I'm like, well, hello, good crow. It's top of the morning to you. It seems to be working. They all get along with me.
Maybe when you die, they'll bring you back to exact vengeance.
Like the crow, don't think I didn't have that thought just now when you brought it up. That's a very good idea.
I just watched The Crow from 1994 again. It's excellent.
Is it really?
It is excellent. And so unique in its time and place, and Brandon Lee is so good in it, and then you see the trailer for this new one and you just get kind of angry about it.
I don't remember any, like, the first one didn't really stick with me. It was just kind
of
there.
Well, it will, I think, this time, because it's really great and it's so of the 90s. It's incredible.
Okay, I guess I will find out when we watch it for this podcast. I was looking at my note for King of the Monsters because I don't know if that's the one I like the most. I don't know. But regardless, I have a note here that says Middleditch, boo, because I forgot he was in it. And Whitford, yay, because I also forgot he was in it. But I was excited to see him.
Yep. They have good casts of people who I'm not interested in watching do things in this movie.
Well, they all showed, it seemed like King of the Monsters was a sort of like, ooh, I want to be in that. I want to be in a Godzilla movie. So like actors just showed up for bit parts. Like I'm thinking of the Star Wars movies where people would sign up to just be extras because everyone wants a piece of the Godzilla.
Right.
Not Kong though, Godzilla.
That I like that one the best because it has the most monsters. Because Kong only really has Kong. It's got skull, whatever, yeah, things, who cares?
The skull crawlers.
And it's got, you know, Godzilla has the Mudos or whatever. Who gives a shit? They're not monsters. They're not monsters with personalities.
No.
And then Godzilla and Kong does give you Mechagodzilla, but it's literally a robot. So it's just Godzilla and Kong. Whereas King of the Monsters is like, here's Mothra. Here's King Ghidorah. Here's Rodan. And I'm like, I'm totally into this. Especially because Rodan has big Starscream energy. And you know I love Starscream from Transformers. He has total Starscream energy.
Yeah, 100%
he shows up and he's like, I'm going to take this over. And then anybody gives him any kind of a struggle and he's like, I will do your bidding, I suppose.
He immediately rolls over.
But he's a survivor.
Yep. He doesn't... I don't know if it showed it in the movie, but I have this sense that much like Starscream, he's going to do the exact opposite of whatever he's told to do.
Yeah.
By his very nature. Rodan's going to wake up and go, what do I do? What mischief do I make today?
In the series of four movies, he might have more complexity to him than all of the human characters combined.
Oh, yeah.
He's certainly more interesting. He has a better arc and a more interesting arc.
Rodan we're talking Rodan, about still? Okay, yes, Rodan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy that. What's his arc, though? He wakes up.
His arc is survival. He will survive.
Well, that's what I like, too. That's what I like about the Godzilla, the straight line through a plot.
I also wrote down here, it says, Rodan is a bitch. That's his arc, and he's amazing at it. He immediately cowers to whoever is a threat to him, and I've never seen that done so deliberately twice.
That's so true.
Like, he just flips sides and he's like, oh shit,
the second something goes like just mile, oh no, the clouds are covering the sun. Better trade sides.
If Starscream was ever captured by the Autobots, he would be, you know, dressing like a car and doing whatever Optimus Prime told him to do within day one.
And then by day two. And then
try to usurp him.
Day two, he would attempt to usurp him. And day, the first contact with the Decepticons, he would go back to working for Megatron again.
100%.
Do you remember back in the day when Megatron was just a gun and Starscream had to shoot him? Yes. And that was the transformation?
Yeah, you know, we brought this up once before. Where I don't know how cars could beat an airplane with a gun.
I don't know. I don't know why there were cars on it.
But then we realized that John McClane did that with a truck.
He did. He fought that plane good.
He defeated it. An armed stealth bomber.
Yep. I don't know, army stuff. There was armies that were thanked for being in these Godzilla movies.
As all of these movies kind of are, they're very pro-military.
As always.
Which is the opposite of the point of Godzilla.
Yeah, you're right.
But these American ones, they cannot help themselves.
That is the big difference. It's the very much the military is bad in both the Japanese ones, the 1950s one and this Godzilla Minus one. Then you get the American one, and as you said, it's go army.
There's nothing funnier to me, maybe, that when they're like, we're relaunching Godzilla, and the main star is a Marine, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, the hero is the military. That does not work for me.
That's true. But it, you know what? It is a completely different franchise. You have to divorce yourself, your mind anyway, from the two. They're both fun. Honestly, I really enjoy these. Myself?
Well, I'm taking half.
Which half? I take the Godzilla half.
The lower half.
That's the fish half. I'm doing mermaid math now. That's how I do all my math.
It's not the first time Godzilla's been a hero. They just adopt the concept of Godzilla as the savior, which is what the Godzilla movies became pretty quickly after it debuted anyway.
And that's what happened too. It became more about the monsters. It wasn't about the people. It's, yes. Let's have the monsters fight, where you get baby Godzilla. And
one thing they may have not noticed as they decided which era to take from is the sharp decline in quality.
I don't think that they have a choice. Again, the biggest knock, I don't remember the runtime, but I did notice that King of the Monsters is over 2 hours long,
yeah.
And the credits were over 10 minutes. 10 yeah. minutes of credit. The people who got involved in these Godzilla movies, every single person wanted their name on those credits. I mean,
I think you legally have to put them up.
This is a lot. Like, there was assistants, sub-assistants. Like, it got,
was there Best Boys?
There were no Best Boys. Ooh. I mean, there were hundreds of Best Boys, but not just a Best Boy. Yeah. Here. In fact, it was really disappointing. There's not a lot happening in the credit. For I know everyone's waiting for the credit reports.
The credit check.
I did forget at the end of King of the Monsters, there is the, at the very end, it's the head of King Ghidorah, and Charles Dance is there saying, "We'll take it." And then he never comes back again.
No, but that becomes Mechagodzilla.
Right, that yeah. becomes, it was a nice little teaser, yeah. but I completely forgot because it's been a while since I watched King of the Monsters. But let me think. Oh, yeah. A listing of names. There's seniors, juniors, assistant, key assistants, foremen, sub-foremen, the greensmen.
Red foremen.
The red foreman. The greens foreman. Very interesting.
There's a greens foreman and a red foreman.
Well, get, there is.
He wrote a letter supporting a sexual assaulter.
Oh, no. That was that one curly kid from that yep. show, that 70s show. Yep. What the hell was his name?
I don't know, but he actually is in jail.
That's a good thing.
We got one.
Didn't he have a brother?
To quote Annie Potts in Ghostbusters, we got one.
Now I want to hear that alarm and then the music. Nope, that was close. But I guess what I was going to say to continue with the interesting thing in Godzilla. No, it wasn't Godzilla. I have notes and I'm going to find it. There it was. Yeah, in Godzilla, there was a greens person. Mm. They had gone genderless, but then by the time it got to Godzilla versus Kong, it was all back to greensmen. And this is the one, there was a greens man. Just
picturing them filling out their form for employment, and it says, "How do you identify greensmen?" Greenswoman, prefer not to answer.
Well, they're,
what are your pronouns? Greens people.
Green. What's another green color? I don't know any other shades of green. There's green, pine green.
It's not easy.
Emerald. Shamrock? Shut up, Kermit. I understand you, but I'm not going to acknowledge it.
And stare at him with a smirk until he acknowledged it.
Oh, yeah? Well, did you ever see, there is a performance artist who comes out on stage painted completely green, like the frog, and she's just sitting there on a stool, naked. Then a guy comes out with a big smile.
This is weird. A dream you had.
No, I've watched this more than once. And then he sits down next to her. She's on the stool. He puts on a glove.
You've told me this before.
And then he puts his whole fist inside of her through the vagina, and then she perks up and starts singing It's Not Easy. Oh, no, the Rainbow Connection. She sings Rainbow Connection as a ventriloquist Kermit the Frog.
Well, that is the good one.
It was something, let me tell you. But in Godzilla versus Kong, there was a head greensman, two greens foremen, a greens gang boss, and one lonely greensman who was, I guess, the whipping boy for all of those other people who were ahead of him.
I was picturing you having to watch 10 minutes of credits to find something interesting and just losing your mind.
This was in every movie. This was the most disappointing run. Oh, you'll be glad to know that no animals were harmed in any of the legendary Godzilla-verse movies. I don't know
if there's any animals in any of these movies.
Oh, you know how sad it is? Remember how we had like eel wranglers and there was a data wrangler in this one? A data wrangler. That's how boring. For a movie about monsters, they don't have a lot of fun stuff going on behind the scenes. Although one of them had a... The chef was the same person as their medic. So that's a good combination. You think you could divide that up, but nope. Was there anything else from the credits that I found? Probably not. It was really, really bad credits. Nothing. Made me sad. Although, no. Do you remember the Wolcott children or something? Those kids that showed up in Germany in like the 1800s that were green? Maybe that's what the greensmen are.
I don't know any of the references you make because I can get them to about 1942, but then sometimes you just go off the map.
These kids showed up from some cave, they said. They didn't speak English or whatever language they speak in Germany. They didn't speak it, and they came out of the cave once they learned, but they were all green. And I guess the green slowly faded over time, and then I think they died because it was like hundreds of years ago. But they were called the Wolcott Pit Children or something like that. those might be the Greensmen. In fact, they might have come from that Hollow Earth that King Kong is the king of now.
The Greensmen sounds like a band from the 60s that just like their boat sank trying to get over from Britain to America.
It does kind of sound like that.
It's like we got a triple bill, the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Greensmen. Oh, that ship sank.
No, it's like the plane with the Big Bopper and La Bamba.
And Buddy Holly. You left out the most famous one of the three. You struggled for the name of the one who was the most famous.
Well, to be fair, I only really know him from that Gary Busey movie because I like Gary Busey.
Yeah, that plane had Gary Busey and Lou Diamond Phillips and someone who never got their own movie because it wasn't that interesting, I guess.
Oh, the Big Bapper.
You know, Waylon Jennings is supposed to be on that plane, but he lost the coin toss.
I did know. You know how I know that?
Because it's like a fact everyone has to know, even though who cares? And Waylon Jennings has been dead for 12 years.
No, I didn't even know he was dead. In fact, I'm not sure he was alive.
Update.
It has been half of an episode, and you haven't told me who's been dead lately.
It's the problem that all the movies we did to prepare for this episode, they're all so new. Everyone's still just walking around out there.
That's a shame for you. I'm heartbroken.
So you do your credit checks and I do mine.
I see that.
And they're all still walking around out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was something. In King Kong versus Godzilla, or no, the King of the Monsters. I can't read my own acronyms. Anyway, there was somebody, I guess there's something called previsual laserization.
Previsualization.
Yeah, okay. we'll go with that. Anyway, it's listed as previs, just previs. So I thought that said penis. And I got really excited for a minute because it was a penis coordinator and a penis production manager. And I was like, what is happening on the set of this movie? And then it turned out not to be. It turned out to be a word I can't say. So not as exciting.
Speaking of not as exciting, that is the 2014 Godzilla, which is, I think, easily the one I like watching the least. I'm not saying it's bad. It has interesting visuals.
The visuals are fun. The monsters are fun. It's the reintroduction. It's been...
The monsters aren't fun. Godzilla's fun. So. I don't care about the Mudos.
I think...
They have no personality.
I don't need them to... They're just a mating couple because they didn't...
Yeah, I don't like it.
There's also somebody...
I do get a good kick out of how... what's his name? Quicksilver's trying to keep his sister wife safe. Then he sends her right into the middle of where the thing's heading, and I just get a kick. But he never calls back.
They do that on which game first?
The chicken.
No, I think it was the egg, actually.
Godzilla came first.
I don't know. Science just answered this question. And it turned out I can ask my car things. You can be like, hey, Google. And then the car tells it, ask it whatever you want.
Godzilla came up before Age of Ultron, but their cameo at the end of whatever movie they debut in probably came up before Godzilla, or maybe the same year.
The Winter Soldier, I think.
So that probably came out the same summer.
All right. So they were a tag team. They should be in all the movies together.
As far as I know, they could be. I don't watch other movies that they're in.
I don't know that they are in other movies.
No, I don't either. Well, I suppose I know she was in many more Marvel movies that he wasn't in.
Well, he might have been there. I don't know.
Because he died in the first one he was in.
Did he show up in that TV show?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Sony version of him showed up in the TV show.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I like that one better anyway.
Yes. Well, the story there was that nobody knew who kind of owned the rights to Quicksilver because he's a mutant, but he's not an X-Man.
Oh, right. It became one of those licensing fights.
So they didn't know who owned it. So they just made it and they were like, don't worry about it. And then Sony was like, well, we do care about it. And then they watched it and we go, oh, we don't care. He died. they only use him for that one off. It's fine.
And they said, we've got a better one.
But they do have a better one.
Right. I'm just trying to find out because I have lots of notes, but as I'm looking at them, did you know in Godzilla there was an Elvis song? I just saw that in the credits, because credits is mostly what I watch these days when I watch movies. I like to see who's done what.
You know, I don't really pay attention to music and music.
I don't either, but every other one of these, I think that's why it stood out, because it's just score. Mm-hmm. Like just, I think the newest one had real music too.
Yes, there's four, so it's four score.
And a couple of days ago is when I watched these movies.
That's right.
For a bunch of times. Yeah, you know what? The first Godzilla is the one I would watch the least. Yeah. With children of the ages of 7 and 10, 8 and 10, I don't know how old they are. But that one's too slow. There's way too much drag. And it's too dark. I have a big note that says too dark because I can't see anything when they're fighting in the black. It needs to be light.
That's a good point.
That's how I see monsters.
Well, that's the least favorite one easily of the group. but it launched the whole series and was a giant hit, so it did accomplish its mission.
But the CGI works for them. I don't feel like there's very much in the way of practical effects, and the farther we get into the franchise, the less of them there are. It's just straight CGI by this last one, and you can tell. And I don't know, it hurts, but I still like it because it's monsters fighting, and it is my big fear going in, is that now it's just going to look terrible. It's going to be like the... like the ones you were talking about earlier, the baby Godzilla joining the group, worst of the...
But King Kong has a glove now. And Godzilla can run.
And Godzilla has pink spines? Is that what it is? I haven't really seen it. Sam keeps talking about it.
I believe he does, yes.
Yeah. I think it's a girl Godzilla.
Ooh. Godzilla could be a girl the whole time. How do I...
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe Godzilla is a girl.
Yeah.
I never thought that. That's a fair point. I thought Godzilla was a girl before, and then I started thinking he was a boy again. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way to know that. Doesn't actually matter. So,
No, it does matter. Gender matters in monster movies. Remember those two Mutos? One was a boy and one was a girl.
I do, but they're very unmemorable, so I have to struggle to do it.
They had
big, I know you can't just kick it off things with like a big thing, but...
They were fine. It was a neat little thing. Oh, there is somebody who is in charge. It doesn't show up until, I think, King of the Monsters. But there is somebody in charge of all the mythology, like the MonsterVerse mythology development. Mm. So there's somebody who now is taking all of this and building a whole world into... I never watched, speaking of whole worlds, the Apple TV show, whatever that is.
I don't have Apple TV.
I think I have it from my brother, but I'm still watching Ted Lasso. I'm on season 2, episode 1.
Show falls off a cliff in season 3.
Oh, no. Well, I'm on season 2, episode 1, so I got another season to look forward to. That would be a shame.
Yeah. They get too long and unwieldy, and they lose...
Oh, fiddlesticks.
The tone that made them work so well.
But,
do you like the show?
Yeah, I liked it. The first season's fun. I like, what's-his-face there? Uh-huh. The guy. Jason Sudeikis. Have you seen Colossal yet? Another monster movie?
You think you saw Colossal?
I saw it on your stuff, but I don't know if you watched it.
Whenever you ask me about these rare movies that you think you found, where do you think you found them?
Well, I'm not so much asking if you've heard of it. I'm asking, since you own it, have you seen it?
Yes, I have
seen it. Oh, okay. What did you think? I never talked to you about it. I liked it.
We have talked about this because Kitty really loved it.
And she did.
We all talked about it a lot.
I don't remember. Was it on the podcast?
I had a problem with the movie because even when he was being mean, I couldn't dislike Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, I could. He was a jerk.
No, he did good at it, but I was watching it. I'm like, I don't want to hate Jason Sudeikis.
You still accepted him for all of his evil ways?
Again, Hathaway must have done something. I see what everyone else in the world is saying now.
Yeah, people do hate him. But yeah, that's Colossal with Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis. A monster movie, pretty solid. I recommend it, as long as we're talking monster movies. It is a kaiju movie. Yeah, that happened. Watched it. Pretty good. I think Godzilla would win.
Yep, he would win that. He wins them all. But in King of the Monsters, it takes two heroic sacrifices for him to win.
What do you mean?
Dr. Shirazawa has to blow himself up.
Mm.
And Mothra has to sacrifice herself to give, you know, sprinkle her
Mothra dust to bring him back.
Yeah.
That's true, but it was the people's fault that Shirazawa had to kill himself the first time. They're the ones who set off that whatever bomb. Is that the underwater bomb, the oxygen bomb?
No.
That was just a nuke? I thought it was something else.
I don't think it was. Well, maybe it was.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
They did mention the accident destroyer, so maybe that was it.
Watching it this time, I didn't really pay attention to the people part. So
no, it's tough because even the Serizawa stuff was the best character in those two movies.
Ken Watanabe is great. Yeah. Look, there was a lot of solid actors in the various movies.
They just have nothing to do. No. Vera Farmiga is a great actor. She's just like, what am I doing here?
She was looking for Patrick Wilson and a witch. Which, what's the new one? That's going to be the new Conjuring, is the Godzilla.
That is, there was a much less heroic sacrifice on her part because she's the cause of all this.
I remember the first time Fred saw it, she must have been 8. She was really sad when the mom dies. Yeah. It was on, she walked in, she's like, she had it coming. And then she walked away. She was very much less sad as she realized.
She did have it coming.
It was the least she could do.
I liked in Godzilla versus Kong how we had those characters return, Fred Nightlights and Eleven. And then we had Kong with his own people, Rebecca Hall and Hot Skarsgård. And they just did their own stories, but then they all met up together. And you're supposed to be like, ooh, the worlds are colliding. And it's like, who cares what the humans are doing?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even notice that the worlds were colliding. Didn't Friday Night Lights at one point, and he's like, Hong Kong? Like, she called him. He's like, I'm in Hong Kong. And he's like, huh. And I'm like, what a terrible father he is, just like he was in the first movie.
Just like he was in the first movie.
There's a lot of bad fathers in movies in the horror genre.
Well, she's not back in this next one, so I'm just assuming she died in off screen.
Which ones?
11.
11's not back?
No.
Ooh, I guess he can only make it two. It's like Doctor Who, right? Three seasons and out, and this is two Godzillas and out.
I'm just assuming that she died from neglect.
Is Kyle Chandler back?
No.
Well, maybe him too.
As far as I know, he's not. He's not in the listed cast that I looked at.
What about the kid who kept popping up? I think he was in Deadpool 2, and it was the Wilder people.
I don't know, because the conspiracy guy is back, so it's possible. Because I don't know his name to look for it.
No, I don't know his name either. No. He was Kid in the Godzilla, Kid 2 in the Godzilla movies.
He was Kid 2 in the Godzilla movies. But at least they had fun.
Did they?
They had fun because they were running around
hijinking.
Yeah, in government complexes. Whereas in King of the Monsters, which is by far my favorite of the monster designs going on, the humans are just walking around being boring as shit.
They're like that in all the movies, though.
No, but at least, like I said, just Godzilla vs. Kong. At least they're doing stuff. They're hiding in crates and shit.
Finding secret tunnels through the world.
Yeah, they're Scooby-Dooing it around there, at least. There's something going on. Like, yeah. It's not as bad as the other ones.
No. And it's short, thankfully. There's a lot of money. But again, I keep hitting it. It's just, I think I'm living in trepidation of this new movie because I've seen the trailers, and it's going to be a lot of bad CGI. And I think that the legendary movies are entering that stage of, it's Baby Godzilla, team up.
Yeah, well, I think that their biggest problem is that they don't want to focus on humans as much, which is good, but then they have to put it all on King Kong's plate.
Which is because Godzilla doesn't have a plot point other than King of the Monsters. No character arc,
and
it's a straight line.
I don't want to watch a second movie of Kong's emotional quests. No. Which is what the last one was.
Well, you knew that right at the beginning when it starts with Kong outgrowing his containment unit, having feelings, interacting with other people. Then you meet Godzilla, who shows up and stomps the first thing he finds. And I'm like, oh, I know whose side I'm on in this movie.
I don't want another 2.5 hours of him looking for family, and he finds family. It's like, is this the fucking Fast and Furious franchise now?
Yeah, it's family.
He sign languages family.
And then
there was a moment I did like in that movie when he signed language and Rebecca Hall's like, what the fuck?
King Kong, I guess, is interesting. When I was a kid, I liked King Kong better. Like young kid, I remember that first Godzilla versus Kong movie from the 50s or whatever. Destroy All My. Yeah. When they roll off the cliff at the end fighting, I was scared that King Kong wasn't going to make it. Then a couple of years later, I shifted to Godzilla and I was like hoping that King Kong did make it.
Yeah.
And I think, if I recall correctly, being terrified when King Kong was throwing that subway train around in that original King Kong.
Yeah.
That was scary to me.
The thing that drives me crazy here is that, like, there has to be a second monster of some kind, because this looks like the least interesting thing for them to fight in the entire world.
Who's the first monster?
It's another Kong. It's like
that's right, evil Kong.
But here's the thing. I watched Godzilla beat Kong's ass. Now it's going to take two of them to do something? Like,
but is evil Kong the one with the power glove, or is that
good Kong? No, that's regular Kong.
Are we sure? Yes. This is another one of those crow scenarios where I don't want to be that guy, but they all kind of look the same to me. I can't tell the Kongs apart.
They're running down that street. Godzilla's just in full-on sprint, and next to him is King Kong and his power glove.
All right.
Like, oh, boy.
I'm going to go see it. I like monster movies a lot.
I'm going to go see it too, but oh boy.
I'm ready, but there has to be. There has to be more monsters, because they've hinted, again, not having seen the show, I feel like it does weigh in, because I don't know if you remember, but there's a monster mythology developer for the whole Monsterverse that I discovered. He's got a plan, or she. I didn't look at the names. I just look at titles. I don't have time for people's names. It's all titles.
Is it the same person for every one of them?
Could be. There's the same title for them in all of the movies. That's a really good question. I feel like somebody else should look up.
Because I feel like anyone who's seen the movies can step into that role.
I'm not going to lie. That thought did occur to me too. And I said, I should see if it's the same person.
But I feel like you think there's a library somewhere. I swear, a den that's full of very rich mahogany books.
And so,
a
man there was sits somebody there named the librarian. There was a librarian, not a cast member, but somebody who worked on it. I think that's the same person.
Well, can I ask you, if a person is in charge of all this lore, why did he not stop production and say Godzilla doesn't fucking hunch over and run?
Because maybe he does. Maybe that's just the part that we're getting to. We don't know the lore.
Hashtag not my Godzilla.
Do you see all those beginnings with all that redacted stuff and all those pictures? That's all stuff that he keeps in his library.
Yeah.
And he's slow.
Underneath says Godzilla runs.
Yeah. Just wait till Godzilla runs for office. It's going to be great.
I don't know why it works like this, but is there anything less intimidating than when you see Godzilla running? He just looks like any other monster now. And when you see him in Godzilla Minus One, he's just fat, bellied, short arm walking around. And I'm like, this is terrifying.
I'm trying to separate the two, though, because it is, they're two so very different movies. You can't, but you're right. You're 100% right. Godzilla moving slow, it's ridiculous, right? Yes. Like I look at it and I'm like, oh,
when
look
you
at that
first
dumb.
See him in the city in Godzilla Minus One, you see the reflection in the window and then you look over and you see him and he's just like slowly punching
barely.
And I'm like, that's awesome. And then I watch this run and I'm like, that's horrible.
No, see, I didn't think it was awesome. I'm like, look at this stupid fucking cheap. And then you realize how terrifying it is, like a glacier. He can't be stopped. He just slowly keeps coming and nothing you do matters. It's just, oh, well, look at this. So that is what I think was more terrifying, more so than cool. Godzilla running, I don't. It is bad. It's bad. I can't get around it, but I'm still going to see it. It's the natural progression, I think. You get rid of the humans, you got to make the monsters do more.
How much time is between these movies in set in the world?
We're ahead of time. I know that.
Okay, because I was going to say, these cities keep getting rebuilt.
It is now like 2028 or something. I'm not sure.
They have a Friday the 13th going on where they keep just releasing them every year, but for plot purposes, it jumps forward in time years. So at one point, you're like in 1987, and in their timeline, it would have to be like 2010.
Yeah.
But they never talk about it.
I believe that it is 2024 in the last movie. So whenever that one came out, they were at 2024. So I think it's like 2028 or something. Based on numbers I'm making up in my head, because they feel right to my brain.
I know they started in 2014.
Are we sure about that?
It's so weird that they chose to like have the backstory happen in 1954 as if you're going to be like, oh, good, because I know the Godzilla backstory for 1954. And they're like, but that's not what happened.
Wait,
then why do it?
They didn't have a backstory. Oh, yeah, they just had him driving around. That's what all the pictures at the beginning with all the redacted stuff. There's a very clear history. 1954,
and I'm like, yeah, but why? So this isn't, you're pretending that it's kind of like a sequel to the original, but a different thing happens. So like, why pick that year?
I don't know. It's to tie it in. I think they did a good job.
But it doesn't tie it in. That's the point. So you're doing it for fan service, but fans will need to go, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Do you want to be the monster mythology developer?
Yes, Godzilla doesn't run. Go recut the movie. From the time you listen to this, you got 2 days.
That's one note that you will bring to the table. This guy has a whole library and a librarian and one greensman to order around.
I have to go see 6 movies in the next like 8 days.
Are they all Godzilla movies?
One of them is.
Ooh, that's going to be the best one.
One of them is a Godzilla movie. But I got to go see that Ghostbusters movie.
I like the first Ghostbusters.
I got to go see that Immaculate movie, the nun horror movie. I got to go see Late Night with the Devil. Those all come out the same day.
Oh.
So I'll be doing a
movie day.
3 o'clock till midnight. Then I have to go to a mystery movie on Monday, which I think is that spider movie Sting, because they made a big warning about it being a horror movie. And I'm like, that's why they're warning people.
There's a spider movie called Sting?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either.
All right.
And then there's Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, which is probably the one I'm looking forward to the least, if I'm allowed to say that.
Didn't that just come out like
the first one did?
A month ago?
The first one came out a year ago.
You know it's a good sign when they turn around a movie that quickly.
They just announced
Part 3?
The Pooniverse.
This isn't like a porn parody.
No, but doesn't it already sound like it? So it takes the Winnie the Pooh characters and it combines them with their upcoming releases of a Cinderella movie, maybe. No, maybe not Cinderella. There's 2 Cinderella movies coming out. They might not be attached to this universe, but there's a Bambi movie coming out.
These are all public domain now. That's why this is happening.
Pinocchio movie coming out, and there's going to be a Pinocchio, a public domain Avengers.
These are, oh, that's great. But these are all pornos. Pinocchio, the Pooniverse.
Listen, I don't know what's going to happen in the second one. I saw the writer of the new movie. He attempted to be like, listen, we all know the first one was bad. I didn't write the first one. He hired me because he recognized there was problems with the first one.
Why is he on the second one then?
he's like, I didn't want to do it at first because, you know, these movies I think are kind of crap, but it gave me a chance to write it. I don't think it's crap. And I'm like, well, maybe it won't be. It's possible. I have my doubts.
I never saw part one. I don't think I'm going to see part two. But continuing my thread of porn, Bambi is all strippers now, right? I've never met somebody named Bambi.
Are they strippers now or were they strippers in the 80s?
Well, I'm basing all my knowledge of when I remember. I haven't heard anyone named Bambi since probably the 80s. But Bambi was a boy deer. That's what I remember. Mm. So I find it weird. Well, at least I used to find it weird when I hung out at strip clubs in the 80s, obviously. Yeah. I kept telling people all the time.
Thump but, her.
What's that?
Thump her.
Oh, my God. See? We should write this. All right. I'm good.
We should. Yeah. We'll get right on it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ooh.
Well, we'd have to find actors, though. No one wants to watch just you and I starring.
In the porno?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to keep, you know.
Good old monsters. It's probably honestly my favorite genre of all horror movies. The most consistent for me because I like a good monster. No, there's some bad monsters.
Yeah, I was going to say, forget the middle part of the Godzilla franchise itself in Japan that is, you know, bad movies that I enjoy. All these, there's like, what, six Gamera movies, and there's...
I know, I forgot about all the other ones.
Rodan has his own movie, and Mothra has his own movie, her own movie.
I was thinking, too...
I did get sad when Mothra died. Well, I did not get at all sad when Serizawa died.
No, me neither.
But I did get sad when Mothra died. When she steps up and starts protecting Godzilla and then raises it, I'm like, this is like...
It was pretty cool.
But it's really a show you how much better these monsters are than the people.
It's a hard balance to get, because I did care about them in King of the Monsters. I don't think I had that same level of emotional depth for them in Kong versus Godzilla, or Godzilla versus Kong.
That's why when I watched them all over again, I found myself like almost surprised at how much more I enjoyed the highest of King of the Monsters over everything else.
Yeah,
you know, Ghidorah is a friggin' great,
a great villain,
final boss in that.
And it's fun to have him back as Mechagodzilla too.
It is. I really enjoy the Ghidorah usage.
What was Mechagodzilla in the first one? Just a robot Godzilla?
Did you remember?
I don't remember either. I haven't seen those since I was a kid on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, I know that. Like, it's weird that they used three in this one movie, but I thought it really worked.
Three what monsters?
Three other kaijus. Like, Mothra could be its own thing. Mothra's kind of the second most famous of the things, and they left it open ended. There could be more Mothras.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like a great. I liked how they used them all, but it just seems weird that you get to the end of the movie and it's like we went through three of them already.
I'm excited by all the other monsters too. When you see them,
I'm just pointing that out because I want to say again that it seems like this one is just Kong with a grayer beard as the bad guy. So I feel like maybe you burned through them too quickly.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I'm trying to think of anything else you could do. Because I'm getting the sense that this one is going to be very much like the last one, except Kong and Godzilla start as friends instead of becoming friends.
Yeah.
I wonder how they're going to meet up this time.
I bet it's stupid.
I bet it's not.
I don't want to be that negative about it, but boy, that trailer does not give any hope whatsoever.
Yeah, you are coming into this movie with a very pessimistic viewpoint. I'm holding out hope. It's Godzilla.
I like the director's work, including
who's the director?
Adam Wingard.
Why do I know that name?
100 fucking times.
Do it again. Do it again.
He directed
it again,
Brian. You're Next.
You're Next. What's that?
He directed The Guest.
What's The Guest?
He directed Godzilla vs. Kong.
Is The Guest with Pauly Shore? No, it's John. No, that's The Pest with John Leguizamo.
Yes, he directed The Guest starring Dan Stevens, who was in this movie. And I like Dan Stevens, and I like Adam Wingard. And... you know, there's reasons it might not be bad, but then I see the glove and the running, and I'm like, there's reasons that it's going to be.
Fred Savage is going to be there, and he's going to be taking his, what was wrong with that kid in The Wizard, where Fred Savage got the power glove?
Asperger's.
I don't think it was that.
Know that it's not.
Oh, I don't know that it was. I don't think we had things like that back then.
Wasn't he a Rain Man?
Well, he was definitely a good driver.
It was autism.
Definitely. I don't know that it was that
Jenny
either.
Lewis was the girl in that movie.
Who?
Jenny Lewis. Musician Jenny Lewis. Famous musician Jenny Lewis.
Yeah, she's in some band. I've heard her music before. I like it.
She was in the band Rilo Kiley.
Yes, that's the one that I've heard. I like it.
Yeah, she's great.
Okay. Well, that's all I know. I've heard her music before and I like it. Go listen to her music.
And she was a child actor before that. And she was the girl in The Wizard.
The chick in The Wizard.
Yep.
So maybe she's going to show up and go on a journey with Kong and his power glove.
I would love to see like a Rilo Kiley reunion in the middle of Godzilla X-Go, because I'm really a big fan of that band.
I got to listen to them now. Now you got me all excited for me. All right, Tom, wait, step aside. I got some Rilo Kiley to listen to.
Yeah. Ooh, pretty good.
Is that where Kylo Ren got his name?
That is, it is. It is. They just...
It's one of those reversals, those switchy uppies, the backwards town.
It's like the movie where the guy's with the fake name and he stares around and he sees the Maxwell House Cup and he goes, "My name is Maxwell Hauser." It's the same deal. Somebody was listening to Portion for Foxes in the background and he's like, Kylo Ren. And then they said,
Stimpy.
And then the guy looked at him and said, "Solo." And he moved him on. Fuck, I hate that movie.
All of the monsters who show up at the end. And Bao is so awesome. At that point, yeah. Sam said, "I would follow Godzilla."
Yeah.
And I agreed with him. And I think...
But again, who was the first one to do it? Fucking Rodan.
Well, yeah, Rodan knows what's what. I'm becoming a fan. You're convincing me that
He's such an interesting character.
Rodan, he even looks like Starscream.
Maybe. No pride.
Nope. No shame. No intelligence.
No. It's just, no, he has a survival instinct, and guess who lives?
Yeah, that's an instinct, though. That's not conscious thought.
Did Mothra live?
Maybe.
Did King Ghidorah live?
Kinda. See, all of these things lived. Was there anything at the end of the trailer? I don't know why I'm asking you. Was there anything at the end of the credits of the last one, the Kong versus?
I don't remember.
I feel like there was, but I was watching the credits when you came over and I was like, "God, I'm not done yet." So I had to stop.
I don't remember if there was. I'm sure that there probably was, because I think they already kind of knew they were going to be making a sequel to it.
Yeah. It seemed there weren't in the first two, the King Kong, Skull Island, and the Godzilla original. There was just...
Kong Skull Island has the scene where they're at Monarch in the 70s, and they...
That was the very end? Like, after all the credits?
I think so, wasn't it? Or maybe it was mid-credit.
I think it might have been mid-credit.
But Captain Marvel and Michael Fassbender, is played by Tom Hiddleston, are being detained, but yep. They're really being shown that there's more of these monsters out there.
Right.
As if, because I guess they just didn't pay attention to the cave walls where we saw this the first time.
No, they didn't. That's more to explain to us.
I do enjoy what do you call it? The information minister guy?
The information?
The guy that handles all the lore.
Yes.
I do enjoy that he figured out.
An information minister now.
Whatever he is. I do enjoy that whoever it is figured out that they had to have a reason why Kong was existing on that island and Godzilla never came for him. And it was because the island was obstructed by all the interference, which makes sense because if Godzilla knew of his existence, and I really enjoyed that became like a major plot because that plot makes sense.
And it gave us, he's outgrowing his containment unit to
protect him from the Godzilla coming.
Because there was a size upgrade. The King Kong on Skull Island, I guess somebody had done it and said, but the Godzilla in Godzilla is X amount of feet high. Yes. King Kong, based on his, is this, like Godzilla will step on him.
I also enjoy that. The whole thing comes down to game recognizes game.
It does do that. It is pretty cool. Sportsman mode. Like,
I did enjoy. I enjoy how they get along in the end. But I enjoy that they gave us a definitive winner. Godzilla won round one. Kong won round two. Godzilla won the fight.
Godzilla.
Everybody got to do their stuff. But then you got the little girl. And I really liked it because they did a really good job with the relationship between Kong and the little girl. He says, "Godzilla's not your enemy. That's your enemy." And then he gets up, and I was like, "This is pretty great."
Yep, it's right back to those. All the planes coming with Godzilla, and he's coming to fight. It works. These legendary movies work because it's fun when Godzilla's on your side. Yeah. Everybody wants Godzilla to be on their side and come stomp things.
It's true. You don't want him against you.
No,
and I've seen those movies.
It's been proven in every movie Godzilla's ever been in. You don't want to be against him. It ends poorly.
Yeah, but I think those are the best ones. That's the other problem.
Is Shirazawa his mortal enemy? Do you think? Not so much King Ghidorah.
The original Shirazawa?
Yeah. Like, if I were to pick an enemy for, like, who is rival, his arch nemesis?
I would say that it's an interesting thing because his creation comes from such a negative place that I guess Shirazawa's ultimate good would be his mortal enemy, yes.
Yeah.
Because you'd think that your first instinct would be like, no, atomic bombs are his enemy because that's
what forged his horrible
existence. And it's like, no, that's what created him.
That's so they're on his side
now. Yeah, he actually has atomic breath. So I guess Surazawa's you know,
the opposite, the polar opposite of
his honor and his goodness and his high quality character. I hate that they use the name again.
Do you?
I really do. Because they didn't do anything else.
No, it was just the name. It wasn't any kind. They showed this for a hot second. They show him looking at his watch that stopped, I'm assuming, at one of the bombs at Hiroshima or Nagasaki. He's got a little pocket watch.
How old do you think this dude is?
Well, his dad's watch. Yeah. And so for a second, I was sitting there going, is there a tie in to
the problem? Like, what am I supposed to believe here? Are you descendant of. That doesn't make any sense. Seriously, I didn't have any kids.
I wasn't paying a lot of attention, though, because it was people and not monsters.
Yeah, it just bothered me.
Like, at the end of the day, I don't care.
I do care because it's Serizawa.
You need to get this job as the person who's in charge of the mythology development for the MonsterVerse.
Well, his name is Ishiro Serizawa. Ishiro is the last name of the director, or Ishiro is the first name of the director who made the original Godzilla and many subsequent sequels, Ishiro Honda. So he's named after the creator of Godzilla and the greatest character in Godzilla. So I understand honoring how the badassness of the character, but I just don't, like, just do it the other way. Name of Daisuke, because nobody will remember. But Serizawa is a name that carries much more weight.
I'll agree with that 100%.
At least they made him noble and great, too. But he literally is rooting for the opposite thing. It's the thing about how warped the movie gets in Americans' hands that it drives me insane.
So we've taken a symbol of all the things wrong with nuclear war and the atom bomb and having it dropped on a people, and we're saying, now he's on our side. That's all good, right?
King Remember? Of the Monsters literally makes the usage of atomic weaponry the answer to solving the problem.
Of atomic weaponry.
It's madness. When you think about it for 2 seconds, it betrays everything franchise is about.
Very American, though. You got to admit to that.
Yes.
That is quintessential USA all the way, baby.
All right.
In case you were worried, and I know you were, Nick Cage has been up to things lately. Nothing.
He's got a movie coming out really soon called Arcadian.
That's what I saw, that he had the movie coming out. I don't know what it's about. People are telling me it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. I think his one where he plays himself, very John Malkovich-y, dream scenario, that might be on HBO Max.
Not him playing himself.
Yeah, I think it is.
The one he plays himself is The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
I think he's always playing himself. Let's see here. What else? I had a whole bunch of stuff that Nicholas... Oh, he's not going to do a third... what are those movies where he looks for the independence contract?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, that's the one. He's not going to do a third one of those. He says he's good. And I think there's a TV show on Disney that he's also not a part of.
Well, it got canceled.
And what was else? Oh, one time he outbid Leonardo DiCaprio for a dinosaur skull.
Mm.
That was my Nick Cage news for you.
I didn't know DiCaprio was that dumb, too.
That dumb?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it really depends on what kind of dinosaur skull. This is all part of the Nick Cage plan to join the Godzilla universe. Wasn't he a fan of Godzilla? Didn't we find that out somewhere else? I feel like we did.
Yes.
It was Godzilla versus Wolfman.
Yes.
I believe that was correct.
Yes, he likes Godzilla.
And he's going to play Wolfman.
We discussed before if he should be the new Daisuke Serizawa in a remake.
And the answer is, of course, yes.
Yeah. Give him an eye patch.
Oh, man.
Let him solo a Godzilla.
Oh, man. How cool would that be?
The original Serizawa sacrifices himself to destroy Godzilla, and this one sacrifices himself to bring Godzilla back.
Mm-hmm. And so now it's only logical that Nicolas Cage shows up to fight him again, to defeat him.
But lives. Because we're tired of losing Serizawas.
Yes, we need to have one that survives. I wonder what the sequel to that would be, if all the monsters are dead and it's just Nicolas Cage.
It would be Dream Scenario.
The one where he plays himself.
I have all my notes are done.
All my notes are done, too, because they were mostly about the credits. And I
think that
didn't bother for reading anything else.
To recap, Godzilla vs. Kong is a fun watch. Kong Skull Island is a fun watch. King of the Monsters has massive problems, but it has the highest peaks of the series, I think.
I think the best monster fights.
I think the most best monster design. I think it has the most interesting characterization of the monsters.
And it's...
That Mothra scene is fucking amazing.
It really is, weirdly. I'm so touched.
It really is very moving.
It's like... the sad, noble death of that nerd in Freddy versus Jason. It's like, oh, did I really want Mothra to die right here? No,
Linderman. And then the original is, it'd been better if it was Walter White versus Godzilla.
Yeah, I think so. But
didn't want to see his dick-ass kid running around. Didn't care.
It was a big gap looking, you know, seeing all of the legendary movies now, it is probably the weakest of them.
Yeah.
But at the time, I remember how cool it was. Just those.
That's the reason we got, I mean, in a roundabout way, that's the reason Godzilla Minus One exists. Because interest in Godzilla had waned overseas as well. And when Godzilla the Legendary movie came and became a big hit, they put Shin Godzilla into production.
I haven't seen Shin Godzilla yet.
Shin Godzilla is nothing like, I don't know if you're going to like it, because it's all sitting in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the beginning of it and I turned it off for that very reason. I was like,
it does a lot of sitting. It's just very funny.
Okay.
That exists because of the Legendary movies, which then eventually gets us to Godzilla Minus One. So in, you know, in the very real way, the Japanese response to bring the series back, the opposite of the way the Americans are doing it, gave us the best Godzilla.
Which was smart, because I don't hate either one. It's just you really have to separate your viewing experience.
As I've said before, I enjoyed, until the trailer for the new one, I enjoyed living in a world where we get both.
Yes.
Then I saw the trailer and I said, maybe I don't.
And I think I've said it on the podcast before, because I say it all the time. That trailer coming out like the day after I saw Godzilla Minus One was just bad timing. I don't know if that's when it dropped or I just didn't catch it until the day after.
Released it the week of, and it's
it
madness to me, because you're not going to win.
No, you got to let the taste of Godzilla Minus One get out of your mouth before you can.
I understand it from the perspective of advertising. Everyone's talking about Godzilla online.
Synergy.
You want to get your Godzilla out there so people are clicking Godzilla and they see your trailer. But then they watch the trailer, and I don't think they're getting anything good out of it.
Because it's a different experience, and it's fun, but I do have fears for this one. I feel like I've had fears for all of them. No, I haven't. This is really the first one. Mm-hmm. I've always been excited for all the Godzilla movies coming.
I was excited it was coming back. Samuel L. Jackson versus King Kong looked pretty good.
And it was.
And then the knowing that all those fucking cool monsters were going to be in King of the Monsters was great. And I didn't realize how bad human characters were going to be, but it had a great cast.
Yep.
So I didn't realize that I was going to have to hate everybody, but like Charles Dance and
11.
Ken Watanabe's back and Bradley Whitford's in the chair. And I'm like,
Bradley Whitford, everybody
you want is there. And then it's terrible. But the monster parts are so great. And then Kong vs. Godzilla, I couldn't wait for. And then they gave it to us right at home because COVID happened. So
that was fun.
The best thing that ever happened, because I think that was my favorite day of COVID. I enjoyed the shit out of that movie.
Yep. You're right. This is the first one where I've been, and it's the CGI. The CGI, it's Godzilla running, and it's, boy, I hope I'm wrong. Boy, I hope it's just fun. Well, and that's...
To put this full circle, when it started, I asked if watching the series had been hurt or helped.
Yeah.
And I think it's been helped by not trying to do the same thing as Godzilla Minus One. But I think that's about to tip the other way, because that trailer is trash.
Yeah.
Now, you can't tell everything from a trailer, but also that's the best they had to sell the movie.
Yeah.
So
that is alarming.
I don't know that I can go back immediately to watching people like cracking jokes while kaijus are fighting.
It's tough because it's coming out right now. But I just watched all of them. It's fine. I'm excited. It's Godzilla. It's Godzilla.
Is it, though? If he's running around?
Maybe that's the other Godzilla.
Do you think that the end of this movie will be, and the reason that it's pink is because he's pregnant, and at the end of the movie,
King Kong is the dad, and he's on Maury Povich to find out?
No, probably would reproduce asexually, because I don't see a dong hanging out.
Of what?
Of any of the Godzilla monsters.
I don't think lizards keep their dongs on the outside.
It has to come out at some point, or else it's going to be pretty hard to impregnate somebody.
I don't know about that.
Do you think that this movie will end with King Kong's son and Godzilla's kid being friends?
Well, if they're not both the parents to whatever this kid is, yes, 100% they're going to be friends, and this is going to be...
Well, here's another thing. King Kong is a boy, and I don't see a dick down there either.
I was about to say, how do we know that he's a boy?
And I'm looking.
How do we know he's a boy, though? At no point does anyone... Oh, they do say he a lot.
I look all the time at these movies, and you rarely ever get something. That's what makes Zack Snyder's Watchmen so great, is that you look, and it's like, there it is.
The big blue dong?
The big blue dong.
You want the big green dong? I see. Dong war.
I want the Radon Chong.
Radon Chong. I miss her. She was so big back in the day.
Yeah, she's still alive, as far as I know.
I wonder what she's doing. She should do a Godzilla movie.
I have to check and make sure before we click turn this off.
Oh, no. Boy. I have never been more afraid for somebody's life in my life. Oh, I hope they're alive. Come on, Radon Chong. We're all voting.
It feels like I think she is, but I could have missed that news very easily.
You know what? I confuse voting and rooting a lot. Probably explains why I don't vote.
still alive.
Yay.
A win for Radon Chong fans everywhere.
Yay.
Who are also finding this information out at the same time.
It has been a good day. No one has died. Godzilla is a savior. And I think Godzilla just saved everybody who's ever been in a movie with him. Or her. Or it. I think he's going to be the mom.
Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom. And Michael Keaton's going to do the voice. The next one is going to be Look Who's Talking Now. And it's going to be...
Season two of the Monarch show is just going to be Kong and Godzilla raising their children in their Brady Bunch-like household. And Alice.
All the different monsters can be the butcher. Sam the Butcher can be one of the monsters.
Don't act like you don't know his name.
I didn't know his name.
Don't act like you're too good to know Sam the Butcher's name.
I didn't remember his name. But
he just came over to deliver some meat.
I like that 90s version.
It's great.
Something suddenly came up.
It's great.
I got to watch that again. I used to know the songs for that, and I would sing them.
Clowns never laughed before.
Beanstalks never grew. Ponies never ran before. And then there's the Think I'll Go for a Walk Outside song, which I still sing on sunny days, because it's a good song to sing when you're walking.
We have to end this.
Before I start singing?
Go watch Godzilla... I don't know if I'm going to recommend the first one.
Go watch
Godzilla versus Kong. Go watch Godzilla 2014, I guess. But go watch the good parts. See if you can get a good cut of Godzilla King of the Monsters, because there's enough good stuff in there to fill a whole movie, but for some reason it's two movies long.
Yes, it is. I tend to... you can fast forward through parts. I do that with children a lot. Just fast forward right to the fun.
There's some of the most fun things in that movie, period, and some of the most emotional and moving parts of the franchise
are in that one.
But also you got to watch family drama squabble around the city, and it's really annoying.
Boy, howdy, is it ever. And also, if anyone wants to figure out if it's the same person doing the mythology, you know, call in.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who's doing it, and now I'm curious, but I'll never find out.
I'm not that curious.
I am.
We're going to hit this button and leave.
Never. We're going to stay here forever.
See you next week
forever.
Hell House.
L. Cool J.
Stay here for the two movies we watched that were different, and then we had to go back and watch the other ones. See you next week.